when it comes to voter purging in Florida. Orrin Hatch says Eric Holder has to go. And a new poll finds that Mitt Romney's ahead in Wisconsin. It's a wacky, wacky world out there. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's start with Rubio. Why? Because we talked about that whole purging the rolls of people who are dead or people who are in the country illegally voting in the state of Florida. Why wouldn't you want a clean election? I don't care what you have next to your name, an R or a D. It only makes sense. So Senator Rubio, considered to be a top prospect anyway as a VP under Mitt Romney, decided he wasn't going to listen to all the nonsense out there that this was aimed at minorities and the Justice Department filing a suit and all that other sort of stuff. So he took a stand on the governor's effort to purge the voting rolls of illegals, saying he doesn't think it's an effort to target minorities. Thank you, Senator Rubio. I agree. How has this led to this Department of Justice lawsuit and complaints that Hispanic voters are being targeted? It's not a way to purge Latinos from the voting rolls, because there are plenty of Latinos who are legal, who are voting in the state of Florida, who think the same way. It's the law. If you're not a citizen of the United States, really, should you be voting? The answer is no. What gives you the right to vote? Who would tolerate all these illegal voters? Who would want all those people voting illegally in the elections? They should be removed from the rolls, period. It's all about politics. It's all about tactics, as Rubio says. And maybe there's a better way to purge people from the rolls, but purge them. Purge anyone in the United States who's not supposed to vote. Why would we protect the rights of people who are voting illegally? It makes no sense. And then spending money on top of that. So your government, the Department of Justice, is pursuing this stupid lawsuit. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So bravo to Rubio for pointing out that, no, that purge is not targeting Hispanics. He's a Hispanic. He's saying that. Latinos, whatever word you want to use, they're not offended. Not the people who are in the country legally in the state of Florida. All right, we move from Rubio to something else. Jobs, jobs, jobs. You know that song, girls, girls, girls. Well, here it's jobs, jobs, jobs. If you can't get the job, can you get the girl? Fewer jobs in 2012. What does that spell? Reuters finds out that it spells bad news for the Obama administration. It's all a reelection bid. We know that November so far is shaping up to be the economy, the economy, and the economy. Less jobs than originally thought a month ago ultimately come down on the rolls. That's going to be my new word, the rolls. So the median forecast for monthly growth in April through June went down to 97,000. That was from almost 200,000 in the last survey. The predictions for more job growth or creation, whatever word you want to use, for the remainder of the year, less bleak, but the monthly average of 145,000 and 157,000 were both lower than the May poll, so 20,000 less. Any way you slice it, it's not good. And for Obama, if it holds true, presidents who are suffering through a bad economy, it's especially sluggish, they usually don't get reelected. They don't get reelected. So Obama's approval ratings have dipped. We're seeing that, like, Mitt Romney was ahead in the poll in Wisconsin, for whatever that's worth. And Obama is trying to make a case for his economic policies. In fact, he's going to do that in a speech on Thursday. Let's see what comes out of that. I'm sure we'll have little snippets of it in our next show. Because how do you turn people who are having trouble finding work around into thinking that, no, it's not really that bad? No, don't worry about it. There's lots of uncertainty right now around the outcome of this election, where I don't think there was 8 months ago. even Republicans were very leery of what was going to happen behind closed doors, maybe not saying that in public. So now you've got the situation where you have the debt crisis in Europe. You've got a series of U.S. tax hikes that will expire and plunder us into the dark. You have spending cuts that will come into effect that are scheduled as early as 2013, and that's delayed a lot of companies from hiring because you don't really know what the payroll tax is going to be, and that's there's no way you can say that that's a political issue. It's a political issue in who you're going to vote for, but the idea that we would have a payroll tax, which we do, and you don't know what it's going to be, that makes a big difference for people who are planning on whether they can even hire, expand, whatever, of course. And what's the marginal tax rate going to be, period, just the marginal tax rate? What's that ultimately going to be? We don't know what it's going to be. So where is growth going to be? What about the health law? That affects it. And, you know, if you've got productivity that is slowing down, and how are these companies going to want to hire more workers with the face of economic turmoil? Maybe right around the bend. The answer is they're not going to want to do it. The Federal Reserve's Interest Rate Setting Committee will meet, by the way, in less than a week, actually, next week. That'll be interesting to see whether or not they move the interest rates. I don't know that they're going to do that. I think maybe things just basically pretty much stay the same, especially when you're talking about what the undertaking would be and you look at the workforce. All right, quickly, I'm going to flip to something else. Coming up next, we're going to talk with a Buddha man, Steve Budin. A little sports action here because the NBA Finals are going on. Game 2 coming up on Thursday between Miami and a very viable opponent in Oklahoma City. Here's Russell Westbrook from the Thunder and LeBron James from the Heat.
I just play my game. Only know one way is to stay in attack mode, and that's kind of how I've been playing, you know, since I've been playing a game of basketball. And you know, I can't change now. It's got me to this point. And it's good for our team. You know, my coaching staff and my teammates want me to stay in attack mode, and that's all that matters.
It's one game. We will make adjustments. You know, this is going to be a long series, so, you know, I'm not worried about the end of the series.
Yeah, LeBron James is the guy who stuck it to Cleveland, and when he left Cleveland, it was really about how he did it. We'll talk to Steve Budin about that. That now the heat is really on LeBron James to win this thing because they didn't come away with it last year. Can they come away with it this year with a tough Thunder team? He gets the so-called monkey off his back if he's able to close the deal because he couldn't do it in Cleveland. And then he left the people, or so they felt that way, when he decided to go to Miami because he thought he had a better chance of winning a championship. You know that old saying about be careful what you wish for? Buddha in the wings. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
To kick it around with the Buddha, Steve Budin, the CEO, the guru, the man behind PickNation.com, Miami Heat, Oklahoma City Thunder. Who would have thunk it at the beginning of the year in the finals, game one, already under Oklahoma's belt? Buddha, did you think that these two teams were going to be here in the end, really?
Well, I think that this is the game that the fans wanted to see, and it's funny how things always work out in the NBA. Look, if you ask me who the big winner here is, the big winner is ABC. I mean, they had a tremendous showing. This is the most bet on. This will be the most bet on finals in probably the last 10 years, and that makes it the most watched finals. So, I mean, ABC right now is pretty much like a pig in crap.
Of course, they want the ratings. Absolutely. You said it. They're loving it, and people are paying attention to it without a doubt. The first game, what happened there with the Heat?
Well, the Heat got out to a 13-point lead in the first half. You know, things were going a little too easy for them. But I think what happened was is when the depth factor showed up for OKC and Durant, who we know is Mr. Closer when it comes to end of the third, fourth quarter, the Heat really didn't have an answer. There's a couple of telltale factors to me that show me the Heat's in trouble. Number one, when Dwayne Wade, who is one of the best athletes in the game, can't see the guy he's guarding because he's too fast. When Russell Westbrook is going by Dwayne Wade and Dwayne Wade is checking the bus for a license plate, you know they've got speed on their side. And when Miami was playing Boston for seven games, they got set into an old man pace that the Boston Celtics bring. And it was something short of a shocker when OKC was able to run the way they ran for four full quarters. And everybody talks about Chris Bosh and the X factor. But to me, when Chris Bosh is hitting and shooting three-pointers, that's a message all in and of itself. Chris Bosh is the new James Jones. He certainly isn't on his A game. No way. Not shooting threes. That's not the Chris Bosh. Even though he'll tell you in interviews, yeah, he was working on it all summer. Believe me, the Heat didn't spend all that money for Chris Bosh to hang out behind the three-point line.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, there's a side note to that, too, that crazy thing with Bosh's wife calling 911 after the masseuse collapsed. Strange.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about that. The masseuse collapsed, as long as it wasn't John Travolta's masseuse, I think Chris Bosh is in the clear.
Yeah, it's a very strange thing that that's what happened, that the condition of
the masseuse is a very strange job to begin with. I mean, really, you ask somebody for a job description, they just rub their hands on people. It's a little weird. My wife doesn't let me get a massage. I don't know.
It is a little weird. We're gonna release that 911 call too a little bit later in the show.
I want to hear that. Yeah, let's play that.
Yeah, that'd be funny. In this second matchup for the Heat, to come back and really close out the deal, because they don't want Oklahoma to take, the second game in this. So what do they do here?
Well, they got to take the ball out of Russell Westbrook's hands. See, this is a guy who was allowed to deal with pretty much immunity at the top of the key. They're going to have to bring people out and trap Russell Westbrook, get the ball out of his hands, and make guys like Cephalosha and Ibaka beat them with jumpers. I mean, that's really the only plan, because if the game is kept too close, I mean, guys like Durant, they're just too good of a closer. And, when we talk about the difference between LeBron and Durant, and to me, there's a story inside the numbers. And, I'm a numbers guy. LeBron James was clearly the MVP this season by the voting, but not necessarily by the sentiment of all experts. If you went and bet LeBron James as the MVP for the finals before the finals started, guess what the price was? It was +3 to 1. Risk 100 to win 300. If you bet on Kevin Durant to be the MVP, you laid 130 to win 100. So almost a 3-time difference in the odds between Kevin Durant being the MVP of the finals versus LeBron James, the actual MVP this year, being the MVP. And what does that tell you? Kevin Durant is the best player in the NBA, clearly, because he does all the intangibles and the tangibles. He's a closer. He wants the ball in his hands with the clock ticking down at crunch time. There's no one in the league you'd rather have with the ball. That makes him, the best player in the league. LeBron, nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing wrong with being the second best player. The problem is when you've guaranteed everybody 9 titles, people are going to stick it to you, and rightfully so. The funny thing is that if LeBron happens to come back, exercise the demons and win this series, which, again, nothing has happened yet. The home team held its home court. There's really no news to report there.
Yeah,
Miami can win this thing and LeBron can exercise those demons, the interesting thing is he'll probably have the haters to thank who motivated him to elevate his game to the level necessary.
Yeah. You think, it's talking about the haters. I mean, it was all about that move, right? It's all about that whole thing of ditching Cleveland, boom, and then come to Miami. There's still that hate from 2 years ago.
It was the way that it went down. This guy has the worst PR team I've ever seen in my life. He should have just came out and said, "Hey, Ohio, I gave you 7 years of my blood and my heart and my sweat. I'm now going to go and try to win a title. I need more help. I need to go somewhere else to do it. I hope you'll understand. I love you. I hope you'll continue to support me, but I understand if you don't." Now, if he does that, then no one's got anything to say. Oh, not only did he not do that, he led the city on to believe he was staying. He led 3 cities on to believe he was going there. He made everybody come give him a $200,000 presentation and the key to their respective cities. He did this whole dance, and everybody didn't buy it. They all believed that he knew he was going to Miami from day one. That was the plan, for those 3 to get together. And he played us like imbeciles, and when people are played like dummies, they get mad, and that's why they're mad at LeBron James. And then he comes out and guarantees, he says, not 2, not 3, not 6, not 7, not 8. Who does he think he is? Even the best players on the planet, like Michael Jordan, never spoke like that, never talked like that. Michael Jordan never guaranteed a thing in his life.
Yeah, so true.
He didn't have to. He didn't
absolutely. Have to. Yeah, he didn't have to. You're right. Go back and you look at the footage of that guy. It's still unbelievable. Even my young nephews, they know all about him. They can tell you some of the shots he made. They weren't even alive for them. And it just shows you how he lives on without a doubt. You said this stuff about the ABC ratings. You're a money guy. Are a lot of people laying money on this, on the finals? Are a lot of people, going after this?
Betting on basketball is up in general. The reason why, Kate, is because Everybody got started early this season. When we thought there wasn't going to be a season at all, it sent bettors into panic. And then when the season came along, bettors hit the gates running, where they usually wait until well after the All-Star break to really start pounding the bets. They did it right from the beginning because of the shortened season. That led to a heightened playoff atmosphere on the second half of the season, a heightened atmosphere during the playoff start of the actual postseason, and I think this will be the most watched, most bet on finals in the last two decades.
Yeah. What are you telling people at Pick Nation? Because I know everybody is really hitting you guys up hard. As you said, interest in the NBA, not the other stuff. What's your take on these next couple of games? What's some stuff you can tell us?
I'm on the Thunder in the series. Thank God. It was my biggest play of the postseason. Got off to a good start there. Also had the Thunder in game one. That was also a good play. As we get to game two, it becomes a little tricky. Because now you have this sense of urgency that the Heat will bring to a game two. Also, they'll be caught up speed-wise with the pace of the game now that they really took them the whole game to get caught up to that after playing Boston and switching to Oklahoma City. So the Heat come in with a little bit of an advantage also because Oklahoma City pretty much played a super game. The Heat, not so much. Dwayne Wade was a non-factor. They need Wade to be up high in the high 20s, you know, with LeBron James in the high 20s or 30s as well, to really have a shot. Chris Bosh, I mean, again, if he's going to be relegated to the three-point line, that's going to be a problem for the Heat. They need him on the box and hitting those 18, 19-foot shots, not the 30-footers. And they got him in there in the mix. And when you have a guy like Shane Battier who gives you 17 points and you still don't win, it's a big problem. And look, you got to score 100 points to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. And if LeBron James gets you 40 and Dwayne Wade gets you 20, there's still 40 other points that need to be accounted for. Who gets it? That's the question. Someone's got to step up. I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe Mario Chalmers. But again, when you got Russell Westbrook that you're facing, it's a very tough task for Mario Chalmers. It may just be that in Oklahoma City, the Thunder may just be too tough to deal with.
Yeah. Steve Budin, PickNation.com. Check it out. It's an awesome site. Budin Man, we'll talk to you again.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Bucks murder down the street with the people went all over. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Yeah.
Well, you sure don't want to be somebody who bites the dust to a heart attack. That's why I started taking Extendivite. I want to make sure that I let everybody know how they can get some. I'm starting to get a lot of emails. Wait, is it Extendivite.com? No, the website is HeartDrop.com. HeartDrop.com. Easy to remember. And I've talked about the fact that my blood pressure went down, also my cholesterol numbers. I swear by this stuff. I took it. I wouldn't endorse it if I hadn't taken it and seen the results myself. You're talking about natural ingredients, and the garlic and the cayenne, easy for me to say, are part of what works so well. And that's why I feel good about endorsing it and taking it, too, because the fact that our topsoil is crap, for lack of a better way to say it. And it scares me to death because we see all these people that now, with cancer rates and everything else going up, a lot of that is attributed to what, frankly, we're eating, the quality of the vegetables and everything else. But we won't get into a big, giant thing about that. The bottom line is that it's affected us. That's why we're seeing numbers go up with the heart problems, with cancer, with other things. Now, the whole thing with Extendivite and Heart Drop is about your heart. It's about being heart healthy. So I started a campaign on keeping your heart healthy. I helped the American Heart Association. I've given speeches on it because of my own family struggles. My grandfather, great-grandfather, didn't meet either one of them, but especially my grandfather died before I was 40 before he was 40 years old, and he didn't show any signs of heart trouble. I mean, he had had that in his family, but didn't show any signs, and suddenly dropped dead of a heart attack, leaving, you know, my grandmother and with my father and his sister to raise. And that's a situation a lot of people certainly don't want to find themselves in. Or those who survive and then are on all kinds of pills and trying to figure out how to get around what's happening to them once they crack your chest open, and how near death you are, how close to death you are, in other words. I'm thinking of my friend, the Mighty Mac, and the guy was strong as an ox, and saddest thing ever, that he was, I'm telling you, a defibrillator away from death. That's how it happened to him. He survived, but I wish he had something like Extendivite. So, you've heard the familiar theme, Extendivite.
Spend your life with Extendivite.
I feel like I don't talk about it enough. That's why I took a few minutes here to talk about it. So, go to heartdrop.com, and here's the thing. If you're one of the, the next two people to get Extendivite, send me a copy of, you know, that you got Extendivite, or have Bab send me a copy. And I'm going to send you as well a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. It's fun. You'll enjoy it. And The Last Ride. It's a story of Hank Williams. It's the original motion picture soundtrack. It's awesome. There's 20-some cuts in it, including The Last Ride, which is the theme, and you will enjoy it. I liked it, actually. And I say actually because I'm kind of, as much as I'm eclectic about music, I can be picky, and this stuff was, I liked almost every single cut on it, probably like 20 out of the 22. So I'll send you that. It's not even on the market. And Level the Playing Field, if you're one of the next people to get to Extendivite, Extendivite. So I can't sing. Let's move on from that to something else. Speaking of your health, how about these charges that have been leveled at Lance Armstrong? So we just were talking about sports there and the big showdown in the NBA. The USADA charges Armstrong with doping by sending him a 15-page accusatory letter saying other riders will come forth and have to present evidence that Armstrong doped. So will he lose his 7 titles? I just think it's a wild goose chase, and I don't get it. I mean, we can go two ways on this thing. You look at what he's done for cancer, raising money with his Live Strong organization, people that he's helped through that, and it's a lot of people. He wrote a book with Sally Jenkins on cancer, on his cancer, on what it was like and things to look for and all that kind of stuff. It's a fantastic book for anybody who finds a family member in that situation, or sadly, maybe yourself, you're in that situation. I strongly recommend the book. She's a fantastic writer in it, and there's something in it that I think gives people hope. So, either way, he gets a lifetime ban from the sport if he's found to have used performing-enhancing drugs. He's not competing anymore. The idea that he's been doing these triathlons, I think, infuriated the USADA, is what it is, the USADA, and they wanted to see him not do those. So they have decided, I believe, to go after him again. He has been dogged by doping allegations since his first tour in 99. But when somebody is tested 500 times for drugs, how are they passing the screenings 500 times? Yes, people can beat screenings, but 500 times? I know that Armstrong is a kind of a polarizing guy for some people. He's also popular because of all the hope that he gives to cancer patients and his charity work and all that kind of stuff. And I say, why even go down this road now again? again and again and again, they still haven't been able to nail him for this. So now here we see this thing is happening again. 15-page letter. And the USADA doesn't have to prove that a crime happened, just that there was use of performance-enhancing drugs. They say the fact is he manipulated his blood, including using EPO and other blood transfusions, so they wouldn't know that he was doing that, because that would give you more speed. That's been proven to happen, like with Floyd Landis, another American who had his medal stripped from him. The cycling's governing body, the International Cycling Union, collected the 2009-2010 samples and said it was not involved in the anti-doping investigation. Now they're talking about that you've got 10 cyclists, team employees, they're going to testify they either saw Armstrong dope or heard him tell them he used EPO, blood transfusions, testosterone, cortisone, from 96 to 2005. He won the Tour de France every year from 99-2005. Where was all this stuff before? And, you know, will this take him down? Can you imagine Armstrong having to turn in give up the 7 tours? And then you know what they do? They go back in history, and whoever was in second, they end up getting it. The initial thought for a lot of people is this is some kind of weird vendetta or settling a score or what is the deal. The USADA says they only initiate matters supported by evidence. They don't choose whether they or not to do their job based on outside pressure or for any other reason. So he's got Armstrong has until June 29th to file a written response to the charges. The case ultimately could go before an arbitration panel to consider the evidence, and boy, who knows what they come up with here. It just feels like, even though they're saying it's not, you know, will he lose his titles is the number one thing. And what's the likelihood that he could use or lose his titles? And I guess if the evidence is there, that's exactly what they're saying, that they're going to be able to do that, that they can pursue that and they can take them away. Whew, wow. I know I got off on a tangent here, but it's been kind of weighing on me a little bit, because I think it's just a waste. I think it's a waste to go in that direction. Makes no sense whatsoever. Mark is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kate. I've been listening to the basketball thing and all real interesting conversations. And the other night, enjoyed your guest host when you were gone, but caught a subject, and I tried to call in the other night about it. It had my interest, and I wanted to call in about that diversion, about an explosion, or not diversion, but an explosion, and I never found anything, a hoax.
Yes, the Coast Guard, yes.
You were talking about, you know, there'd be no reason for that or motive, but I got to thinking about that. What about one of diversion where, you know, if they were diverting resources, searching for something, you know, possibly for some other ill-gotten gain, like smuggling something or something like that?
Ah, you know what? That's good thinking, because you're right. If everybody's distracted, all those responders, because they had so many resources that were used to try to track down that phantom boat, if you were trying to sneak something in, what a perfect thing to do. Maybe that's the reason why. I didn't think about that, Mark. Thanks. I in talking about that story, the hoax, appreciate it. It didn't come to my top of my mind that, yeah, of course, what a diversion. Say that there's 21 people who have life preservers on, the boat's burning, it's been an explosion. Could have been that. Maybe something turns up eventually. The FBI is hot.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less, guaranteed.
You know that old expression about finders, keepers, losers, weepers? How about a homeless man who found $70,000? This from Bastrop, Texas. 6 months after he found the cash abandoned in a Texas park, the city council ruled you can keep the money. How huge is that? You're homeless? Now you're $70,000 richer? Yep. Timothy Yost found a bag of $7,100 bills, 40 Cougaran coins. He found in a wet plastic bag along the Colorado River. Cougaran coins, of course, are collector items from South Africa, and they sell for about $1,600 or more a piece. It varies. So here's my question. Awesome for Yost. Good for him. He's going to get the money in a couple of days, especially because he's in jail right now on public intoxication. But maybe this will turn things around for him. Wouldn't you think that this is some money that, I don't know, is used in illegal activity? Immediately, what comes to mind for me is piggybacking off of our fabulous Kentucky caller with the hoax thing, that maybe there's some kind of drug thing gone awry here. But the FBI said the money wasn't involved in anything illegal. They searched for the owner of the money. They got a lot of calls claiming it. None of the calls were valid. So he gets the money. Pretty exciting stuff. Wasn't any kind of a weird drop. Somebody, what, threw $70,000 out the window? I don't need this money. Take it away. Let me throw it out the window. I don't know. Something about it. I like it. Whatever. If the FBI says it wasn't illegal, I guess it wasn't illegal. And more power to him. He gets it. He gets the money. It's very strange when you're on a plane. They talk about, you know, the whole seatbelt thing and how it flashes on and off. Boom, boom. I can't do the sound effect, so forget it. Too much coffee. But you see it flashes. And, I mean, I hate to say it. I used to be one of those people. I was just like, yeah, forget this seatbelt. I'd wear it. Yes, of course, when we had to put them on, landing, all that stuff. Until I was on a flight where we had massive turbulence. Well, a United Airlines flight attendant is hospitalized in serious condition after severe turbulence shook a plane traveling from Houston to New York. The flight attendant was one of three people injured when they hit turbulence after departing the airport late on Tuesday night in Houston. They diverted to Louisiana so that they could have people taken off the plane. One of the passengers said they were 30 minutes into the flight. The flight attendants were preparing to serve drinks. Right about that time they hit that turbulence, the flight attendants flew up, hit the ceiling of the plane, slammed down to the floor. Ooh. So the pilot and the flight attendant said that they had been flying for, you know, 20, 30 years. They'd never seen anything like it. It's storms that swept through the area on Tuesday night that caused some of those problems. But that's enough for me to buckle up more. Turbulence. You think, oh, yeah, turbulence, merbulence, whatever. Yeah. And I saw it myself, not like that, but saw turbulence, went through turbulence and decided, you know what, I think I'm just going to keep that seatbelt on after all. There is such a thing as possibly smashing up against the ceiling, and sure enough, that's exactly what happened. This is scary and could just take up an entire show. We could have all kinds of people on. In fact, we have Jeff Atticott on, our terrorism expert, a lot, and we'll have him back on again in the near future to talk about this. But the top military official, and who would that be? Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey is saying that, well, guess what? Because of the impact of the automatic budget cuts, it's called sequestration, easy for me to say, sequestration, something like that, sequestering it, the axe will fall. Because that's going to go into effect starting next January, unless Congress steps in, it's not a laughing matter. What's going to happen is they're going to have these cutbacks that would lead to the cancellation of, you know, weapon systems, and would disrupt a lot of things we have going on globally. And what the top man is saying, General Dempsey is saying, that the U.S. could lose global standing, you think? But opening the door for enemies to test our military might. Oh, I hate hearing things like that. Oh. Okay, so while we're sleeping at 3 a.m., wasn't there a commercial about that once? We feel secure or secure enough, and now we're going to kick this door open because of hollowing out forces, reducing military options. We'd go from powerful to being less visible globally and less of a match for the people who want to do harm to the United States. So there is an increased likelihood of conflict. The general made these statements when he was on the Hill. Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, made a similar argument just a year ago when he said the same thing, that if you weaken the military substantially, you invite aggression. So far, Congress hasn't averted the plan cuts. They were put into play after they didn't reach a deficit reduction deal. To be specific about it, the Pentagon would face cuts of about $500 billion in spending over 10 years on top of $492 billion that the president and congressional Republicans agreed to last summer when they were dealing with the deficit then. So here's the thing. Cuts mean fewer troops. Of course they do. Weapons down the drain. Disruption of operations. And also layoffs of civilian employees are possible because of the cuts are going to hit contractors. For sure, the Lockheed Martins, etc., will be smashed by this. They're not going to have the contracts. That makes sense. With a 20% cut in weapons systems, training equipment, I mean, they say it's a meat axe. It's a grinder. Grinding. But this is where we come to that fork in the road. What are they going to do? There was no bipartisan super committee. The committee was anything but super. They didn't come up with $1 trillion in spending cuts. And so they set everything in motion for the automatic cuts, slashing domestic and defense programs by that amount of money. They haven't been able to come up with a budget. They don't have an answer for this. And now Congress is in a lame duck session. So what does that spell? It spells doom and gloom for the rest of us, because I hate hearing the generals say, oh, yes, we're exposed. Just in case you didn't know it, we are exposed. All right, one quick last one for We Can Count. Osama bin Laden, ever wonder about his body? Of course. And that the fact that he was put out to sea, he was laid to rest out to sea. Well, there was something on the tube in, maybe it was Fox News, because I have a friend who works on the set of Fox and Friends. They sent me a little snippet about Osama bin Laden's head in dry ice and saying that, okay, they're trying to confirm this, but they have it on good sources that that's exactly what happened, that his head was put in ice. I thought that was that hoax picture. So I'll come back to the hoax thing versus what really happened. And that's what I think it is. I think it's about a hoax. It's not about what's real, ultimately. Because the capture of Osama bin Laden, sure, for some people, including myself, it was like a national holiday almost. But I don't know, the idea that the CIA brought back his head in a box packed in dry ice, do you think there's any truth to that? My source, the Pentagon, laughed hysterically and said I must be watching TMZ. Hardly, but I understand what he means.